Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'll tell you, our hazard pay, well, and I should not be hazard pay because we're actually just doing our job and getting paid our regular salaries, but reading our email. We should get hazard pay for that. Reading our email because there's an idiot out there. Apparently likes the show, but hates Dr. Mina, hates us, but likes the show.
Because it's important now who we should blame for this. That's the most important thing.
And he's blaming China, right? Yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course China lied about it.
Yeah.
But what the hell good does that do now if we figure out, well,
the rest of the world is dealing with that, too.
China suppressed the numbers. Well, yeah. How does that help me now?
No, but he said we should call it the Chinese virus, so, too.
Oh, well.
And Dr. Bean is
whatever.
Uneducated. He called Dr. Bean uneducated.
You and you, buddy, can call it whatever you want.
See on the course.
Just degrees.
Here's a note from Will. My wife makes me go to Home Depot on Sunday to get paint to repaint the living room. I felt like a moron, but what would you rather have? Your wife mad or COVID-19?
But now you got the thing where you're not allowed to go out.
Right. Here's a little food for thought.
It's a way out of those projects. Painting sucks. I did it. You know?
Air Force guy writes, I've been having this argument with friends about flattening the curve. Would your attitude change if you were not getting a paycheck or behind on your mortgage rent? I think everyone's attitude would change. That's a good question.
Yeah.
If we weren't getting paid, would we be bumming out more?
I would.
Yeah. We'd be trying to get our ass to work.
But I'm getting paid. I'm still staying home. You know?
Okay, but if you had to stay home and you were not getting paid and you had a mortgage, would you rather go to work?
Yeah, there'd be part of me that would want to go to work.
Absolutely.
But I would hope that we'd all have the sense to realize that still the right thing to do would still be to stay home, even with
you're looking at a possibility of not having a place to stay.
I'm hearing it two different ways. The guy's saying that they should open up restaurants so people go back to work?
Oh, no, I think they're just having a discussion.
Oh, no, I thought you meant I would think if everybody, you're right, I think people are actually just going about their lives or actually are still getting paid and think it's no big deal because they're still going to be able to pay the rent. I'm thinking the people that are out of work really want to hunker down because that way it gets over quicker. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but it's
if
tough.
If they can.
When the bills keep coming in and you got no money.
Yeah, the bills ain't hunkering down.
I understand
but some of them are. They're offering you the chance to put your mortgage in forbearance for up to a year if you are having financial hardships. And all these places saying, if you're having problems, reach out to us. We'll help you. We'll work with you.
Yeah,
and all your utilities and your bills.
But they're not going to open up places because the guys can't cut hair. I understand it. My mother-in-law is not working now because she works at a salon. She's just not working. I understand that that sucks, but they're not going to open them up.
But all you're doing in that instance is postponing the anxiety.
Right. Once again, we keep saying, do you want football?
I do.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm hoping.
We're wondering what to do with our son, so we've got to sign him up soon.
Yeah.
We're like, what do you... Yeah. And we'll sign him up, and I don't know if there's... Yeah.
Would you want football if you knew the Chiefs were going to suck?
You
just want it now because they just won the Super Bowl. So, of course, you want football.
Not just pro football. College, obviously, you know. I know it sounds stupid because it sounds like nothing, but if that's, I know we're talking
whatever
to people.
Whatever motivates you to stay home.
Exactly. We're talking to people that, I guarantee you, the guys are going about their lives not doing anything. I love football. I know they do, man. You know, that Jeff guy that hates the show but listens to everything we talk about.
They're going to have to make shot skis that are lined up 6 feet apart.
Exactly.
All right, I'll toss these questions out there for Doc in case she's going to check out the podcast. Mm-hmm. Like she's got time to do that.
Right.
These are legit questions, I think. I haul garbage for a living. How long will those cough droplets stay on people's trash? And how likely will it be that garbage men could get this virus via that transmission?
It's a good point. I spit in this trash can every day. One sitting beside me because that's what I do.
I need a little spittoon over there.
I got too much saliva sometimes. And I'll just spit in this trash can. You know, not on. I just do it because it's trash. I don't spit around it. I spit in it, but still. Yeah, trash man. That's a tough gig, man. My wife was at the grocery store yesterday because she goes once a week to to fill the coffers because my son is eating this. He's eating everything in sight. And I guess the rest of us are too, for that matter. But there's a little glass thing in front of her and the cash guy.
A
sneeze guard in front of the cash register, right, yeah.
I've always wanted to sneeze on one of those.
Yeah.
Those things are just there for
I know.
Looks.
I know, because she said it's only like 2 feet, and then right beside it, it's you can still see the guy. You're just as close to him, but you're just it's not in front of him.
Right.
Yeah. She thought the same thing, too.
See, this is where our buddy Richard Reese was ahead of time. He went ahead and bought the space helmet with the visor.
He did.
Just slap on the space helmet, put the visor down, go out and do your shopping.
Now, I don't even know if the salad bar is even open in the one grocery store I used to go to.
No, it's
no,
not.
I didn't think so.
Not.
Oh, good.
They've been shut down for a while.
Good, good.
And my ski gear is out in Colorado, so I can't put the goggles and the helmet and the ski mask on.
Yeah.
That would probably help.
I even saw at the gas station when I stopped to gas up the other day, they had a sign, no refills. You couldn't bring your fountain
cup in to
refill. You had to get a new cup if you wanted one.
But I suppose I could go and get a helmet and goggles and a ski mask because the essential sporting goods stores are open.
Oh, yeah. They're open for
business.
Yeah.
Here's another good one, guys. One thing is that I'm getting funny looks, other than me just looking funny, is that my allergies are kicking in full force. Runny nose, scratchy throat, watery eyes. So until the antihistamine kicks in, my face dries up. I could look like I have a cold or flu, which is not the case. So not everyone with a runny nose is positive or anything. Nonetheless, I'm doing what I can.
No, it is allergy season, yeah. I got them. Not that bad, but I got them.
My nose runs all the time, so I'm really having a difficult time with don't touch your face.
All right, yeah.
So I touch my face with a disinfectant rag.
Everything about you, I touch your face, yeah. Yeah, everybody, I know, but my daughter's got allergies. My wife has allergies, yeah.
You would get some looks if you're out.
Right.
And again, I'm confused. Do you wash your hands first, then touch your face, or touch your face and then wash your hands?
Both.
You know, preferably.
I wash my hands and touch my face.
But
I'm in the house, I touch everything.
Every morning, I got to get up and...
so I got to come to your house, is what you're saying.
You wash your face after you touch your balls.
A lot of people that I see on the social media should do this, too. You need to wipe the crap out of your eyes.
Yeah.
And you've got to touch your face to do that.
Yeah, you got
to
read.
So wash your hands and then wipe the crap out of your eyes.
Like that email we got. Dude, man, you're just hating on
I just got a text from...
hating on Doc Mina.
From our friend Meg.
Mina. What did Dr. Mina say in that bit that would cause you to hate her? Again, I understand hating us. We live with that every day.
Yeah, I bet it wasn't that segment. I think he brought hatred into that. Just that specific segment?
Well, yeah, he's mad that she's not saying the Chinese.
Oh.
When Chinese messed this up.
And that's like, you cannot like somebody, but you can't say she's uneducated.
That's what he said.
She's a doctor.
And it's just totally a moot point.
Unless you said the educated moron, Dr. Mina.
Oh.
Yeah, if we called it...
Educated moron.
The Chinese virus.
I recognize this guy's thing, man.
Would you take it more seriously?
We're not going to.
No, and what does that change?
Nothing.
No.
But I bet you the same guy won't blame the president for getting rid of a pandemic.
For acting like it's a hoax. Yeah,
exactly. We're acting like a hoax, right?
Yeah, he won't step up and say, if things do get bad, I guess I was wrong.
Right.
Those people aren't going to say that.
Well, they are. They are bad. They're bad now. Yeah. They're bad now.
And I'll be the first to admit, I want to admit that I'm wrong for overreacting.
No, you're not overreacting.
I don't think I am.
No, because we're reacting the way we should be, Todd, because if it does curb and we do hit the curb, it's because we did overreact. We did react this way. I think these people think we should have done anything. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. So actually, I don't think you have to. I don't think you have to admit you were wrong at all. I think you have to admit that, hey, staying inside worked, and doing a little thing, closing restaurants and bars worked. I don't think you have to admit like you're like someone's going to go, I just come back with that because I'll say no, it actually worked then if it. We want it to work.
Guys like this guy wouldn't see it that way. They'd be like, see, it was nothing.
They can do that, but I
also
don't
want to say, I told you so. That's the last thing I
want to
say.
Oh, no, no, because that means we're all dead.
Yeah.
I want Memorial Stadium filled with Husker fans. I won't be there. Well, they're playing Penn State this year. I will be there one week. But I want that place full. I want you guys to enjoy your team, you know?
Yeah, we really do wish for the best here.
I still hope you lose, but I want you there to see it. How about that? Like Packer fan. I want Green Bay filled with Packer fans, but I want them to lose.
I feel the same way about Vikings. And Steeler fans, for that matter.
And Chief fan, for that matter, too.
Well, we can all agree on that.
Yeah. Because they're the defending champions. So.
And they're the Chiefs.
Yeah, I want Arrowhead packed. I want them to raise the banner. Then I want them to lose. That's America. I want concerts. I want even bad concerts, like the Foo Fighters, to start playing again.
Yeah.
You know, I want you guys to all have a good time.
Yeah, with the Chiefs, look, I'm surprised this didn't start at the beginning of January.
Right. Exactly. Right.
But, it's too bad it didn't.
But, yeah. Educated moron, Dr. Mina.
Right. Yale, ugly Harvard, hunk.
Yale, Harvard, and Penn.
Educated moron.
Yeah, yeah. Yale, Harvard, and Penn.
We are celebrating National Breast Implant Awareness Month.
How many colleges you drop out of, Nick?
Oh,
all of them.
I got dropped out of three colleges, but probably like five or six times.
Okay.
Seven.
And were any of those Yale, Harvard, or Penn?
No.
Okay.
He dropped out of the application to Yale. I don't know.
No, I didn't even give that a shot. They would have just laughed.
Go ahead, Craig.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Make us feel good.
Well, we're celebrating National Breast Implant Awareness Month.
There you go.
Yeah, how are we supposed to be aware that someone has breast implants?
Feel them.
Well, you can just be aware that breast implants exist.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then they should tell us. Yeah. They should show us.
I haven't felt fake ones for a long time.
Christy Teigen.
She got fake ones?
Paying tribute to the day she got breast implants 10 years ago.
Okay. Didn't know that.
By showing us them?
She put up some old photos on Instagram to remember when she got her breast enhanced.
Were they small or just not as big?
She wrote, happy 10-year anniversary to these
bears.
Boobies.
Okay, I'm bear.
She used the T word.
She did.
Really? Cool.
And then Whitney Cummings asked her, isn't it 10 years when we need to take them out? And Chrissy says, yes.
Well, because they were silicone.
Well, yeah, in 10 years, you got to get them out.
So
and Chrissy said, yes.
Rotate the tires, basically.
But unfortunately, due to the stay-at-home mandate in California, she can't get her implants removed or switched yet.
Yeah.
There's a first world problem right there.
Yeah, I feel bad for her.
Well, she's also not complaining. Somebody just asked her a question, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I, you know.
Yeah,
so
she did not instigate the complaint. Right. She was asked a question, and she answered it.
Right. Now, if you get, them reinstalled, will they last just 10 years or longer?
Well, go to saline. Don't they drip?
Yeah, is the technology
don't
better?
Don't they droop better and look better?
Yeah, go with the right technology. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know which is which.
Yeah, the fake boobs last longer now than they did,
they
say, 10 years ago.
Think.
Well, the saline ones are what you're supposed to. I don't even think they stick. I think you're still allowed to get silicone, but those were always up high and tight, you know, and didn't move much. Bang it up.
Now, she said originally when she got the implants.
I didn't punch it, but I never had a permanent girlfriend with those, but I had some. I've had some before. I know Todd has, too.
Wonder if she still lets John Legend touch them or if they're expired.
Have I?
Oh, I know I have.
Okay.
Maybe you didn't.
I don't know that I have.
Yeah.
I know we had a friend once.
Twice.
She got new boobs, and she let us feel them.
Yeah, but that way we didn't have sex with her.
No, we didn't. No. She was just a friend.
Right.
And I'm curious if a lot of girls who have new boobs let strange guys feel, or just friend guys.
They always let girls feel. I remember back in the day, I got new ones, and all the girls would come around and feel them. Maybe that's because I hung out at Hooters.
Yeah, we were in the friend zone with this chick, so she let us feel them. She wasn't going to have sex
with us. Which is the kind of friend zone I like to be in.
Yeah.
Can I feel your boobs?
The second base friend zone?
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The second base once, though.
Right.
Only once.
And it's always in public, sure, it's really not cheating or anything.
Yeah, amongst a bunch of other friends.
And so it's more of a honk honk. It isn't like a, you know.
Yeah. You don't get the massage there.
Right.
You just get to slap him around a little bit.
No tweaking. No tweaking.
I'm sure my wife would understand. It was just a honk honk.
It wasn't a yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it to you, too, if you want, honey. Hold still.
To answer your earlier question, Todd, when Chrissy got her implants, she said she basically kept the same cup size, just kind of filled them out so they're rounder and firmer.
In the morning.
Well, we could all be a little more round here coming up soon.
Do the nipples stay sensitive?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking anyone who has fake boobs.
I think the girl I knew that had her nipples did stay sensitive.
So nothing changed?
They didn't. Did
her. Did they get less sensitive, more sensitive, or stay the same?
It's been a while, and I don't remember her names. I can't call her. So,
Chrissy said, I think you're supposed to replace implants every 10 years, but when you have kids, you think about the risks of surgery, and you think, yeah, this is not the way I want to die in boob surgery.
Yeah. Oh, wish I.
Yeah, but if you leave them in and they explode, can't you die that way?
You can.
Yeah.
I love the word explode. I think it's called leaking.
Yeah. Well, what you want.
Pow!
The explosion makes it sound a little more urgent.
And when the timer goes off, it goes off, and they just bang.
All over your face, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Good non-corona news there, Craig.
Well, it was non-corona news.
Yeah, boobs, man.
I don't even remember.
We love the boobs.
Oh, yeah, it was Chrissy.
Yeah.
We love
but there
boobs.
Was corona news in there. She couldn't get it otherwise.
Yeah, there was, but it's always related. We have to relate.
I guess so.
We have to relate because, you know, can't ignore it.
So celebrate those fake boobs.
Right.
Yeah. It is Breast Implant Awareness Month today.
Yeah, you just got one day. You got to
so be aware of them.
You got to fit it all in today.
We got 2 degrees on this show, Millersville and the University of Nebraska, Omaha. Not exactly Yale, Harvard, and Penn.
Way better.
No, not at all.
Way better.
No.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.